Good Wednesday. Today is September the 17th, and you're listening to My Farm. I had the opportunity to visit with a group of pathologists with the SCN Coalition, that's Soybean Cyst Nematode Coalition, this past week. We're going to share some of those conversations the next several days, learn about the research they're doing, and best management practices for the future. Stay tuned. We'll be back with that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to start off this Wednesday morning, sort of picking up where we left off from the last 2 days, talking about the Soybean Cyst Nematode Coalition, primarily now about management of the pest and some of the history of ways we've tried to manage it in the past and thoughts for moving forward. Well, PI 88788, obviously the first resistance that was so popular and used and unfortunately overused, and I know there's been a strong push to get folks to at least consider peaking or look at incorporating that into the rotation in some way, shape, or form. Where do you feel we're at today with using more than just one resistance? And as we look to 2025 and where we're going from here, what's sort of that next phase that we're moving towards?
So I, early on in my career, responded to questions or requests to put a list of cyst-resistant soybeans together. And so I did that 1 year, and then I skipped a year, and they started asking again. And as soon as you know it, 30 years go by, and I now have a list, or I can track the availability of SCN-resistant soybeans in the available for the state of Iowa. And that has really increased very well. And I tracked also the source of resistance, the genetics. And by doing that, when I plotted in a bar graph, the bar graph, if it's just total number of varieties, it's a success story. I mean, it just zooms up. The seed industry saved our bacon, for lack of a better phrase, from SCN. But then when you throw the colors up on there by different sources of resistance, we're awash in one color, and that's the PI 88788. So that became a problem, not for maybe 15, 20 years, but it eventually became a problem. We knew it was going to become a problem, those of us that are on this conversation. And sure enough, it became a problem. And then slowly, it seems like the seed companies have risen to the occasion and brought more varieties with the alternative, right now, the only alternative, which is called Peking. And with me tracking every year those numbers, last year the number of Peking varieties available for use in Iowa doubled from the year before, from 100 to 200. We're just finishing our list this year, and it's going to be a little over 200 Peking varieties. But not, that's one-fourth of all the resistant varieties, so that's a win for me. But it comes with a bit of danger as well, and that is, I'm seeing tremendous yield increases with using Peking varieties, but based on some biology that we probably don't want to talk about without visuals, it's probably not going to be as durable as 88788. So it's this new resistance. It provides a really noticeable yield bump, and the temptation is going to be to grow it every time. And we've got to resist that temptation and not abandon the old 88788 and get into a habit of alternating growing those two varieties with those two sources of resistance, and then with years of corn in between, and corn is a non-host. We think that's probably the only way to sustain the effectiveness of Peking. In other words, to not ruin Peking and to maintain long-term profitability.
Again, those are the comments of Greg Tilka, a plant pathologist from Iowa State University. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to pick up the conversation right where we left off, visiting with a group of pathologists from the SCN Coalition. I'm curious, you mentioned the idea of also having crop rotation in there, and so having corn intermixed. It seemed like, again, about the time when SCN really started to get people's attention and spread was the same time where we had Roundup Ready soybeans come to market. We had a lot of folks that went beans back to beans and totally ran away from any type of crop rotation. Probably some synergies there, unfortunately, that work together with the repeated monoculture of the same thing year after year and the spread or growth in population.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but I'm thankful in my state that almost every farmer is going to grow corn after a year of soybeans. And I shudder to think what my job would be like if they didn't do that. So I've not experienced a lot of continuous soybean production in Iowa, but I have enough common sense and know enough about the biology that that's got to be bad news.
Yeah, and we definitely see that rotation impact, you know, where we had seed corn, for instance, in isolation, where you know we may have had 10 or 14 years of continuous soybeans in those fields. You saw high levels of soybeans as nematode and yield levels that show that, down in the 20s or so, so a third of the yields that they should have been getting. We also see that with, you know, corn added corn into the rotation, you add wheat into the rotation, then you add some forages or... You know, we have a lot of, both Michigan and Ontario have a lot of other mixed crops in there, horticultural crops and others. So you can extend that 3 to 5 years. And you definitely see the difference. The more crops, the longer between soybean years, the you know, it doesn't mean you're not going to get soybean cyst nematode, but maybe the levels are lower and the buildup takes much, much longer.
How big an issue is other potential host plants, weed species that would be able to host the SCN? Is that a concern or not so much?
I think it might be a concern in the northern states, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, perhaps Georgia State, Michigan, where edible beans are grown. And they're a good host for SCN. My part of the world, there's nothing else in Iowa that's going to be grown that could be a host. And that's probably true for we call them the I states, Iowa, sure. Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. But that's a very good question. You get up into the northern areas and they produce vegetable beans, edible beans. Mm-hmm. And there's been great research done by a person named Berlin Nelson at North Dakota State University. And he documented extremely well, first the reproduction of the nematode, and then a follow-up paper was the effects on reducing yield, and it's definitely a concern.
We have a big dry bean industry in Michigan, and two farms that I remember that had devastating soybean cyst nematode on dry beans. Today, both of those farms are subdivisions.
And same here with dry beans for Ontario. One thing I would say about dry beans in that is that visually, those above-ground symptoms that we normally see have to have higher cyst nematode populations. We seem to see, at least in my experiences, the visual above-ground symptoms where we would see them regularly on soybeans, we may not see on dry beans until we get those, you know, those 7,000, 8,000 to 10,000. So there might be some type of, I know we have different market classes of dry beans show different tolerance levels, yeah, for sure.
Again, my guests today have been Greg Tilka from Iowa State University, George Bird from Michigan State University, and Albert Tenuta joining us from Ontario, Canada, all pathologists with the SCN Coalition. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.